Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Beit Shammai Erim, Beit Shammai say, a melichin chala umatanis l'koyin b'yontif, that it is prohibited to bring one's chala or one's gifts to the koyin on yontif. Chala, we know, is the portion that is separated and given to the koyin. The Torah mandates a person to do that. Additionally, we know that if a person shachs an animal, they slaughter an animal, they have to give the zroa l'chayayim v'keva, the foreleg, the cheek area, and the maw, part of the stomach, goes to the koyin. So Beit Shammai says, even though you can slaughter on Shecht, and you can separate Chala or Matanos to the Kohen, but you cannot give it to him. Says Beit Shammai more than that. Bein Shehor Mu'amish, whether a person separated them already yesterday, before Yontif, or whether the fellow separated the dough, or he slaughtered the animal on Yontif itself, it's prohibited to bring those Matanos, those gifts, to the Kohen on Yontif. And Beis Hillel says it's permissible to bring challah. It's permissible to bring those body parts of the animal, those limbs, because the Kohen could use it on Yontif. Now the Gemara says what the logic of Beis Shammai is and the logic of Beis Hillel is. Excuse me. Amar Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gzeira Shava. Take a look. We can learn one from the other. Challah matanas matana le Kohen. Challah and these limbs go to the Kohen. Truma matana coin. Truma additionally. What's truma? Truma is we know that one person has to separate approximately 1/50th of all his crops and give it to the coin. He says, Kshem Shem Malichan is a truma, just like you can't bring the truma on Yontif, because you're not allowed to separate truma san maisur san Yontif. Kach in Malichan is a matanos. Similarly, you cannot bring the chala or those limbs to the coin on Yontif. Amulan Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel said back to Beis Shammai, lo, you can't compare chala and matanos, chala and those limbs to the truma, to the part of one's crop that's given to the Kohen. Im amartem b'truma, if you're going to say by truma that you can't bring it to the Kohen on Yontif, she'eino zakai b'har amasa. On Yontif, it's impossible for a person to have an obligation to separate truma, because the law is that one's not obligated to give truma until they silo it and they smooth out the grain. And if, let's say, it was done on before Yontif, so then already the obligation to give it is before Yontif. And therefore, a person should have separated it before Yontif, and they'd be prohibited to separate it on Yontif itself. And if, let's say, they never smoothed out the silo and piled it properly, you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Therefore, Truma can never be brought to the Kohen on Yontif. Tomer b'matanos, however, when it comes to the Chala and it comes to the limbs, Shezakoi baramasan, since a person's permitted to need dough and to slaughter an animal on Yontif, therefore it's permitted for them to separate the Chala and to take the limbs and to give them to the Kohen on Yontif. Wishing you and yours a beautiful, wonderful upcoming Erev Shabbos and a great, spectacular Shabbos.